All right, hello, my friends. How y'all doing?
I'm ready for change.
Altar, I mean, we give it sniper so much shit. Shoddy Gray leading out. Does our space suck now? I'm obviously going to address all of that. I'm going to let people get in here. Give it a few more seconds. Let the people load in.
I'm excited. I don't know about you.
Get.
Yep.
Well, thanks for
me too.
Thanks for pre-ruining my preview. You know.
Oof.
And if even Soplep is excited and he has to do all the work, then something must be good.
Yeah. All right, we're evening out here. So, patch notes are out. They're not very descriptive. They are they're very like much no number patch notes. So we are still going to have to wait for more information as far as specifics. We have been doing some kung fu to try to figure out some stuff. And so we have probably a little bit more information than the average person does. But we are still very much in the dark, like some of you who read the patch notes as far as specific numbers. However, having met, the general feeling is good that this patch aligns very well with us and is very negative for our enemies. This is a good patch for people who are built like we are. They're built differently. We're assembled in an alternative configuration, and so we're feeling pretty strong about this. Patch day, not going to be that big of a difference. You can't even start installing upgrades until then. So there's about a week, I believe, between patch day and when we can start putting the upgrades in. We will still convert one constellation. We'll do one constellation first. And we will then upgrade from there to fit with demand and as we build things. Yeah, we'll talk about carriers in a little bit. So, looking at the numbers, it looks like when the patch is really hits, which is 6 months from now, we will be going into the enemy space and being major nuisances. We will be attacking them from all angles. That's what it feels like right now. That's basically our initial read. And obviously, we can start doing that. There's people already there, like Altair just said. Guys, don't stop worrying about your work. We'll get to that. But it's not as dire as you think it is, I think. We've looked through a lot of the patch notes, and we feel like most of our space is going to benefit from this. There is a potential jump bridge nerf in there. Once again, details are not absolutely clear, so we're going to wait and see, but we feel like that's actually a benefit too. We are not worried about jump bridge nerf. Not going to be a big deal should it happen. So that's not a particular concern to us. All right, let's talk about some specifics. Carrier changes. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool the carrier changes. Carriers can now have their own personal Michael jump drives, and they can do the Michael jump drive field. So they're like giant command destroyers. They can also conduit people, up to 30 people. So it's a really cool addition, and it's something that we're looking at very closely. One concern that people have had, and I've seen it in the chat, is your Rorquals. And if you have an info link on your Rorqual, you have 300 kilometer lock range. So theoretically, potentially, you might still be able to lock the rock after you get jumped away. You probably should be able to, but it might force a scenario where, if an enemy carrier lands on the grid, or probably even a friendly carrier at this point, you probably want to just go ahead and panic. We will look and see how we feel it's appropriate to do. On a moon, it's much less concerning than in an asteroid belt. Like, on a moon, we're not concerned about it almost at all. But you're probably going to want to panic when you see a carrier hit the grid. We'll come out with more detailed guidance as time goes on. There's also going to be new pirate detection array with more upgrades for a new class of anomaly. We are going to wait and see how we can approach that anomaly. There's obviously going to be the way CCP wants it done, and we'll look to see if there's the way we can do it more effectively as well. There's actually a couple things that you can do, Chase, to handle that. So, yeah, there are various ways you can defend your work.
I already have Jump Portal Generation 5 on my carrier also.
Well, aren't you impressive?
Yes.
Isn't that special?
But that's why you should save up your SP for unallocated skill points.
Yeah, so carriers will be able to move combat ships around. This is extremely cool. It's what a carrier should always have been able to do. I'm pretty excited about it. We'll definitely have uses for that. Some of our top men have already been coming up with ideas for it, so expect that to feature in a lot of stuff. That'll be a really, really cool and awesome change that they've added. Will carriers be even able to move Roquels? Yes, that is what we are discussing. We do indeed have top men. All right, so here's something important. You guys have heard me talk about PI before. This is going to take so much PI because of the way CCB did it. The upgrades are to the new SOV hubs. Do not use the old upgrades. So we're going to have to build all new ones. It's really, 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 really dumb. On the other hand, it doesn't affect us as much as it affects other people. So we need a ton of PI. We need a ton of PI. If you want to get, you know, the new new pirate upgrades, the new mining upgrades, we're going to need to put these in there, and we'll need PI to do it. So please sell to the Alliance buyback. There will be reprocessing raster, but we don't know the exact details on that yet, I don't think. Yes, please do new PI, and I believe we need P4s. Is that correct? The most?
Yeah.
P4s. And we do have an Alliance buyback program. I would really appreciate you guys, even if you normally put it on the market, ship it to JITA, for time being, if you could use the Alliance buyback program for the PI, that would be really good for us. All right, I wanted to shout out person. I want to shout out Airstrike Assassin. He's been going out there and killing enemy jump bridges and Athenors on his own, I believe. I think he's doing it. He's just multi-boxing it. We love people who get out there, get on their horse and go to work. And so Airstrike Assassin, here's a salute to you. Good job, sir. Yeah, you can shoot Anselix of Solar Christian. Go do it. I mean, you get a shout out if you kill a few. I just wanted to address Fitz. This is something that has come up a little bit recently. Someone's posting the kills there. There you go. If you want a fit, Fitz come from the forums. Anything else is not an official fit. So if you do use some other service or some channel or whatever, if it's the wrong fit, that's on you. It Fitz come from the forums. I just wanted to reinforce that. Just so people know, because we are always getting new people. The forums are where you get your fits. Here's something else I wanted to talk about. Apple Pear, cover your ears. So, you know, people can hack you on Discord. And they will use chatbots to do it. So, if you get a message, especially this particular message, like they say, hey, how you doing? And then they send you a thing saying they're developing a video game. Could you please help them by testing it? Please don't click that link. They have been hacked. This has happened to several people. So just go ahead and don't click any links on Discord. This is just a reminder. This is probably not EVE related as far as it, but you know, it's going around the community right now. It's like our version of Space Herpes. All right.
Especially if it comes from Pando.
Apple, don't blame the source.
Always.
After the fireside on 6/15, which would be next week, after the fireside on 6/15, we will be doing an Ermalin move op. I know some of you guys still have Ermalin stuff, and an Ermalin move op will happen at 6/15 after the fireside. Altari Phoenix says, shout out to Zach Power, too. He's killed a fuck ton of solo Athenors and etc. He's killed solo Athenors? What other kind of Athenors has he killed? Good for him, though. All right. Ankh wants me to address that there's been some jump freighters dying in Delve, random fleet invites, jumping to beacons, warping around the 1DQ grid. Guys, please don't warp around 1DQ in a jump freighter. People get caught all the time. I don't think, just be smart. You know, it's you have to be a little tiny bit prepared. Don't warp around 1DQ, especially. I see people get caught all the time. Yeah, just jump out. There are some short jumps that you can make that are very short. Heidi asked me to mention that scouts are recruiting. Did you guys know that scouts exist? Scouts, really important organization. If you like sitting in a tree, looking in a window and breathing heavily, especially in the enemy space, we would love for you to do that. Come be a scout, get your heavy breathing on, and help the Alliance while you do it. It would be very important. Hasn't used to do it all of a sudden yet. All right, and also shout out to the Raven Navy pilots a couple days ago. Had a big old dunk. If you guys are not in your Raven Navies, please go out and get them. Zintage got in a fight with some other FCs, and we killed a bunch of stuff. Good fight in early EU time zone, late Chinese time zone. Do scouts get PAPs? Yep, they sure do. Myron asks if they can sit outside my window and watch me. You could, except all the trees have fallen on my house, so there's no branches left. So, sorry to disappoint.
I just wanted to clarify the thing on the Raven Navies was buy your Raven Navies before fleets are pinged out, guys. We've been running out of Raven Navies when fleets are pinged because everyone's just buying them when the fleet is pinged.
So basically you're saying buy your Raven Navy now.
Yes.
All right, guys. And I have a very important update. This is an extremely important update. American court has ruled that a taco is a sandwich. So if you were wondering, legally, is a taco a sandwich? A court has ruled that a taco is a sandwich. And they called it a Mexican-style sandwich. So maybe the appeals court will change, but as of right now, a taco is a sandwich. Still no rulings on a hot dog, as far as I can tell. If there is any court rulings on a hot dog being a sandwich or on cereal being soup, I will report that. Believe me, I will report that. All right. So that's all I wanted to talk about. I'm sure you guys have a lot of questions, and the floor is open. Go ahead. I will try to answer your questions as best as I can. Can we opt out of high pings and cap swarm? Yeah, I was unaware that was a situation. I'll bring it up. Let's see. Which constellation are we going to choose? It is the constellation around E3OI. I don't know the constellation name because I don't know any constellation names. But if you look at E3OI, that is the first constellation we will convert.
Go 5K.
Our price is going to drop with the new system. Should I sell my stockpile sooner than later? I cannot give you advice, Unri, but we do have GSISC channel so that you can ask them there. Probably some more advice speculation there. Asbestos is bad for you? Well, it does keep you cold in a fire. Can we dunk on someone with our electric heat guns soon? Slim Jim, I don't really have any plans for the electric heat guns right now. That doesn't mean you should get rid of them, but you know, we're looking to see what comes with the patch. And right now, no electric heat guns plans. However, that being said, I have actually come up with some clever use cases for them, so I guess I should walk that back. So I'll give you a qualified maybe. What carrier should we aim for? So generally, we run an all-armor carrier fleet, and that means you can do anything but the Chimera. So whichever one you want to get out of that is fine. I think I don't remember what our official recommendation order is. I believe the Thanatos is number one, if I remember correctly.
I think you remember that correctly.
Yeah. Archons are fine. I mean, Archons are good carriers, so if you want to run Archon, that's fine. Oh no, a SEMA question. Sir Asher, Dice Roller, Aslan, Elias, King of Bees, what is your opinion on the proper drink with sandwich cacao, Pepsi, or Coke?
Maybe Dr. Pepper?
You don't even have Dr. Pepper, Apple. How do you know about Dr. Pepper? That's a secret American thing. What? someone's told him our secrets. So do you guys know about the Pepsi Challenge? In the 1980s, Pepsi went around to shopping malls, because this is how you talk to people, and they let people have a sip of a drink. One was Pepsi and one was Coke, but it was unlabeled. And people would buy them out. And people who said Coke was the great drink would take a sip, and they'd say, I like drink number one. Well, it turned out that was Pepsi. And people, their whole identity would change. They would, you know, change their sexual orientation. They would go home and cry. It was really kind of crazy. So this became a huge thing. Coca-Cola then introduced New Coke, which was a brand new formulation of Coke, because they were losing market ground to Pepsi because of the Pepsi Challenge. And Coca-Cola, New Coke, huge flop. People hated it. They wanted the old stuff back. They demanded the old kind of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, after about 6 months of falling apart, released a giant campaign, and they released Coca-Cola Classic, which was just the old Coca-Cola, except they got rid of the sugar and replaced it with high fructose corn syrup. That's a little insider trading for you. But people loved it. They're like, I forgot how much I loved my first girlfriend and this new slutty Pepsi. I'm done with her. I'm going back to standard Coca-Cola. Sales shot up way higher than ever before. They destroyed Pepsi. The thing is, Pepsi tastes really good on the first sip. People like one sip of Pepsi, very sweet. Coca-Cola, a little more complex. On the first sip, not so good, but after a long time, it's much better to have a Coke. So the answer is Coke. And if you're dating someone, find yourself a Coke, not a Pepsi. There's some life advice for you. Next question. Odds of an impending war, says Isomerc. The odds are low in the short term. Short term, I would say. I think everyone's going to want to feel out the patch thing before they commit to anything major. Unless someone sees a huge advantage, I think that the odds of... And remember, basically the real patch is 6 months away. So that's an important thing to remember. Basically, we have 6 months of preparation for the patch, essentially is what CCP's done. So I think we'll have a much better idea in a month from now what the odds are than we do today when we haven't even seen numbers yet. Yeah, Edible Douche, I'm aware that they are different in different countries. That I was speaking pretty much for America. Are the rumors true that goons are going to be relocating to Zarzak? The rumors are probably true. We'll see. Will the new patch boost the use of super caps in combats, asks Dead Duck? That is probably unlikely. Once again, there could be more changes coming, and there could be some numbers that we don't know. You know, we've seen some stuff about the Titans, obviously, but what we've seen so far, I would say unlikely, low chances.
It'll so incidentally, carriers.
Yes, carriers, but he said supers, yeah. Durbo War says, so instantly there will be no difference. I think the differences will be localized and controllable, Durbin, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to roll out the changes, some changes immediately, and then we'll see how those go, and we'll build from there. So the first day of the patch, you can expect more to see, you know, people doing little things. I guarantee you, by the way, that there are going to be people doing some crazy stuff with carriers and treads the first few days. And there's going to be a huge spike in carrier and dread deaths the first few days of the patch. So you should go around and hunt some people, because there are going to be a lot more carriers and dreads than you would normally see. It's going to be like when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Everyone's going to try to throw their dread and carrier at the problem just to mess around with the new system. So good hunting for the first few days at least. Do we get a Mercurial fleet? So the pirate battleships are changing a lot, and we don't quite have 100% grasp on how it's going to affect everything. We have a pretty good idea. Mercurial fleet, probably unlikely to come back, but that's more endemic to the hull than any kind of thing. Drakari's just lost a 21 billion Isk Fenrir. It's kind of interesting when I was just discussing this. Can we get a rip to the Quarren's Hardpoint? That's a good point. Thank you, Lord Jackson. So, the Quarren's Hardpoint, which is the faction Fortizar on the iHub, will no longer exist. The Sov Hub is moving near the sun like all Sov Hubs are. So that is the end of the Quarren's Hardpoint. RIP, you served us well. F's in the chat. Debashi says the Golden Handcuffs are off. Yeah, that is true. What is the explanation about the 200 billion lost by Pandemic Horde yesterday? So that's the fight that I was talking about with the Raven Navy issues. Got cocky, and remember, these people normally won't take a fight unless they think they can win it, so they just got cocky and took a fight they thought they could win, and they didn't. You guys know how that works. Yeah, the RNI has been very good. We're very happy with it. RNIs already have a name. Sorry there, Yogi. All right, guys, if you have questions that I didn't answer, go ahead and put them in here. Christian Eliasson, oh, that could be my boy, said, is Pochman getting nerfed to the ground? Not nerfed to the ground. Some changes, but not nerfed to the ground, no.
If anything, it's actually a buff to our group.
Yeah, potentially. Valdo Galloway says, will the Alliance handle what type of upgrades are in place where, or will Corps have some responsibility in the decision in their home systems? Valdo, there's no such thing as home systems. Corps do not own any systems. There are no home systems. So, yes, the Alliance will do it because home systems do not exist. I mean, you can system as my home, but there's no like mechanism or anything like that. Futility 101 throws me a softball and says, Asher, how do you stay so awesome? I drink a lot of water. Do you think renters will rebel due to the new system for frat? I do not think they will rebel, but I think that it's going to be a change in which that we'll probably see less renting because it'll be less attractive. Any chance of the Eagle returning soon? Not as things are. It's not a very good haul right now. It got the old Riot special where it got nerfed like 3 times, and then it got an overall nerf with the rest of the group, and so now it looks pretty unattractive. Can I use my Lancer to respond to carrier jobs? I mean, you can if you want to lose your Lancer. No problem. Avalanche Doctrine's one. I've been looking at that. It's potential. Sorry for the repeat, but is period basis being looked at for these upgrades through the Alliance? So, yeah, Sadistic Stalker. That's something we've talked about, I would say, quite a bit already. And we're going to wait to see some more numbers before we give any concrete answers on that one. Sacks are still a doctrine, yeah. Will carriers be coming to the Beehive? I don't think carriers are going to be good for ratting, though. So as far as being defended for ratting, I mean, I know we do if you want to, but that's unlikely.
No, we don't anymore, Asher.
Oh, we don't anymore? Well, there you go. Anyway, as a home defense, there's a possibility. I would say right now, if I had to give a guess, 10% possibility. We'll see how it plays out.
It will probably be FCs of Beehive, etc. at first that deal with carrier and like that play what's going to do. But yeah.
Potentially conduits. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Just honestly, the answer is we'll see. I will give you guys a better answer if I had it. But we're gonna wait to have our top men mull it over, and I don't want to give you an answer that's gonna end up being out of date anyway. Guys, we're going to have to lower the Palutena Keepstar. I don't know by what percentage, but we are going to have to use some of what we saved towards the patch, so the number will be going down. But that is okay. That's what essentially that stockpile is there for. Will long-term jobs in the Jeff structures, I don't know what the Jeff structures are, be safe in the meantime with the changes? No taking down structures. No plans to take down structures. I'm not sure I want to be conduited by someone in the Beehive fleet. Here's a good good thing, guys. You shouldn't be undocked in your ships anyway. And yeah, you're going to be vulnerable to being conduited against your will. You already are, so if you're in some ships. Now it should be more common. It's going to be just wise to be docked up. He means long indie jobs. I don't know enough about that to comment, but I don't think it'd be a problem. Carrier small gang fleet after this patch? No. Carriers really don't work in a small gang. You need to have a certain number of them. They fall off very hard in small gangs. Can't be conduited if you are tethered? That's not correct. You can be conduited off tether. Carriers with faxes and ravens go burr. I mean, Alan, it's always a possibility. Can the carrier bridge or only conduit? It can only be conduited. It's not a mini Titan bridge. Yeah, filaments is what you're... Yeah, that's different. You need to be in the fleet to be conduited. So if you're not in the fleet, you won't get a conduit. Did they say which Sino will be the target for the conduit? I don't believe they did. I'm going to assume it's going to be a regular hard Sino. Yeah, Remy agrees with me. I subbed and then you stopped stream. Can you get SRP? Yeah, sorry about that, Custy. I've had some stuff going on in my real life that have precluded me from streaming. I will start up again. I don't know if we know about pushing tethered supers titans off of fort. I don't think that they said supers and titans can be rebrought with it, right?
Tethered ships cannot be booshed anyway.
Yeah. Will Officer Market now crass? Asks Andre. It's a good question. Potentially, we don't know the rates on this at all. It could be a really rare thing, in which case it might not. Like, I expected the drone Officer Market to crash more than it did from beacons. So, yeah, I mean, it really will depend on your drop rate. And we don't know that information, and we probably won't for a while. Will the Panthers hoist Lord Stanley's cup? I'm rooting for him. When can I start spamming want to buy mining escalation? Probably in about a week and a half. Is there a plan for Corp-owned moons? Will we see any sort of redistribution, or will we keep using the same moon draft system as we have now? There's no plan to redistribute them right now. We just did a draft. The only plan for Corp moons is that we are not going to have Corps install passive mining. Moons are meant to be used. If you are not using the moon, then you will forfeit. We have methods to check that. But that's conveyed to Corp leadership. They're aware of what's going on. It's no surprise there. So they know like what we look at, and it's pretty obvious. With that buff, we need 15 Titans to out another Titan, something like that, right? 15 would be pretty low. I mean, it depends on a lot of things, to be honest. Some Titan fits, you could volley with 15, but Marauders are not savable. Yeah, absolutely. I strongly discourage Marauder ratting. It's not good. We're gonna probably, we're gonna look at what can be done, but essentially, getting a Marauder is signing your own death warrant. Please do not Marauder rat. I know there's going to be people who never come to the fireside, who never read channels, and they're going to be in Marauders, and that's on them. But I strongly encourage you guys not to be in a Marauder. Raster, that is a future plans type thing. Yeah, that's true, Regalid. Using a Marauder in Pochvin is strongly encouraged. And also running escalations with them is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being an anomaly that someone can right-click on and warp to, and a Marauder is a death sentence. Yeah, Stormbringer ratting, excellent alternative. Are Dreads finally good? What does that mean? What do you mean, finally good? Dreads have been good for a very long time. All right, last call for questions. You got anything that you feel is burning a hole in you and you need answered? Throw it in here now. Last call. Here we go. I'm hungry. Will you cook for me? Is it a date? I'm stupid. Can you help me? Once again, is it a date? How spicy of a wings can you handle? Not. Sometimes I get mild, and I'm like, oh, this is really too spicy for me. As I'm new to Goons, why did they choose bees to be the mascot? And that is deep in our history, but when did we adopt the fat bee? That was a long time ago. Someone told me, and I'm just trying to draw it up from my memory. I don't remember. Someone will tell you, though. But I think it was just Goon Swarm, right? That was the whole Swarm of Rifters, yeah.
I think you should join the Ranger Gamma history talk in like that's on the forums and ask him the question. Like, that's the perfect place to ask that.
I think, at least as far as I know, so the Swarm name obviously comes from StarCraft. It's a Zerg reference. But I think there was a meme early in the 2000s, something about, oh god, bees? I can't fully remember that meme, but the original ticker of the first Goonswarm Alliance is oh god. And I'm pretty confident that that's how the association grew up, is it just, it became a thing, someone you started using a bee at some point, and then put Fat Bee together a bit later. But Fat Bee is actually the original Alliance logo. Also, if you go check it out, it looks just slightly different. But that Alliance still exists. It's owned by Hostiles. It was stolen by Cartoon in early 2009.
Ima mentions that I was a line cook at the local Waffle House. Guys, I know that this is for you non-Americans. This is not an experience that you will ever get to experience. But if you've never been to a Waffle House at 2 a.m., what are you doing with your life? Like, why are you here? You're just wasting up oxygen. You need to go to Waffle House. There's a chance you'll die. I want to be upfront about this. High chance you'll die. But the food will be amazing. And I guarantee you something will pop off. There's going to be a fight. A really drunk hooker, something funny will happen. Your life will be enriched. Your life will be enriched by going to Waffle House at 2 a.m. And yes, there is a 0.1% chance that you die. But what is living if not going to the Waffle House? And for you non-Americans or you Yankees who don't have them, I can never describe the experience to you, but it is just, it's a wondrous place. It's truly a wondrous place. What am I most excited about for this patch? That's a good question. I think the carrier changes are really cool. They're the most fun to think about. So probably those. And I'm going to just throw this in here because I know this is such a classic. But you guys do not know about Little Bees. This is the jam. Please listen to this song. This is our national anthem. And if you're not aware of it, you should be. So if you've never heard this song before, please put it on. It's got like 600,000 views, right? Like our little video game song has 600,000 views. And I'll let you guys listen to that jam, and I'll thank you guys for coming to the fireside. Have a wonderful week, and talk next week. Good one.